past future tense, back to 96. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Today we present part two of our mortifying look back at the first few months of this technology report. Future Tense debuted in March 1996. We filled many early shows with advice about how to navigate this new thing called the web. Here's an embarrassing little clip in which I posed a question to one of our technology advisors. Oh yeah, before I play it, one of my Twitter contacts who heard yesterday's show said that my voice sounds basically the same as it did in 96. So he wanted to hear a little sound effect to indicate we were going back in time, and he dared me to use this following clip. And so, yeah, that's what I'm going to do now. There's a lot of different ways to actually find browsers. I mean, sometimes they come on a CD and a computer magazine you might buy, or you could go on the internet and download them. And what's the best place to just say, I want a browser, you know, to get me a browser?
Well, I think if you're already connected to the internet, the best place to get it is the internet. I'd go right to Netscape and download the latest version so you know you have what's hot off the press. If you're not already connected, it's not a bad way to go to just buy something that comes pre-bundled on a CD-ROM or on a set of diskettes.
Okay, back to the present now. Before the web, techies hung out on the internet's Usenet news groups, where they could discuss just about anything, really. In 96, lots of regular folks moved onto this electronic discussion network. Newbies, we were called somewhat derisively. So on Future Tense, our technology analyst Michael Finley offered this bit of advice.
Newbies may be tolerated if they are sincere or appear educable. But more often they are excoriated for being stupid, illiterate, uncivil, and undoubtedly hailing from America Online, home of all that is ill-natured and half-baked. To avoid the shame of being a newbie, do not do the following things: publishing fast money solicitations, blathering, or posting an urban legend as true. Cross-posting or spewing the following familiar message to all 12,000 news groups. Anyone there, please write RITE as I love LUV to get mail.
Today it seems like everyone shares just about everything about themselves on Facebook and Twitter, but in 96, in a conversation with our technology analyst Bill Loving, I sounded a little incredulous that people are creating home pages and revealing a few details about themselves.
Anyone can publish anything to the World Wide Web. It's amazing. And I think you're seeing a kind of an unleashing of a lot of personal creativity.
Some people put some fairly personal stuff on their homepage, about who they are and what they believe, stories about themselves, pictures of themselves, maybe even pictures of their family, you know, their young children. Aren't there some people concerned about security issues that by opening up yourself to anybody in the world who has web access, that you're making yourself a little bit vulnerable?
Well, I think there's a real legitimate concern there. I think adults certainly just basically have to trust themselves and use their own common sense.
That scratchy audio you hear, by the way, is time doing its thing on digital audio tapes, so we apologize for that. Not everything we aired on Future Tense in 1996 is crazy outdated. Listen to this bit of our interview with Scott Adams, creator of the Dilbert comic strip.
I think the internet has been a great boon to workers everywhere who are abused and overworked, because it's one of those great ways that you can look like you're actually working without doing a lick of productive activity.
In 2010, the internet is still pretty good for that. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.